views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host Jeremy Newdell.
Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Thursday, October 12th. Is this the second Thursday of the month, Jeremy? I can't keep track.
This is the second Thursday okay. of October.
Right. So the second and fourth Thursday, we come to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy, and I'm Andrew, here with the Bird Whisperer, my co-host Jeremy Newdell.
here
in the bird sanctuary. And today we're talking about, you know, the topic that we have for you today is reclaiming your sovereignty. And this is a pretty big topic, and I'm really excited to jump into this one. But before we get too carried away, because I know once we're off and going, I'll completely forget this. I want to tell everybody about some dates that I have coming up. October 26th and 27th, I am going to be in Los Angeles at the House of Intuition. Thursday the 26th, I'll be taking private clients for energy work sessions at the location in Echo Park. And then Friday the 27th from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm having an event that evening. It is Becoming the Whole Self, and this is 2 hours of intuitive insight, question and answer, guidance, entertainment, laughs, good times, high vibrations, good energies, and then some powerful energy work to close out the session. So you definitely want to make sure if you're in the Los Angeles area that you sign up for those. You can reach the House of Intuition directly at 213-413-8300, or you can contact them through their website, houseofintuitionla.com. So October 26th and 27th, I would love to see you in person in Los Angeles. So this topic, you know, we're talking about reclaiming the sovereignty. You know, this, I think a lot of times, and I was inspired by a post that you had posted, I think it was last week around the full moon in Aries, or was it the new moon? I don't remember.
Full moon in Aries.
Right. So, you know, I think a lot of times in spiritual circles, or even just in our life, these ideas of false humility and martyrdom and playing small, none of these concepts serves a higher purpose. But I think so often in our life, we find ourselves minimizing or denying our inherent power out of some misguided fear or this idea that playing small somehow makes us more worthy. So the questions that, you know, that come up around this, and I think this is a direct quote that I had pulled from your post, Jeremy, where are you lessening yourself or depriving yourself of what you know is right for you in the name of nobility or public approval? So we're talking about personal sovereignty. We are born free. We are born as sovereign beings. And so once we go through this process of rediscovering who we really are and reclaiming that sovereignty, how do we reclaim it? What exactly is it? And once we have it, what exactly do we do with it? So that's our topic for today. And if you would like to join in the conversation, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. You click on the player that's got Maya and Jeremy's face on it. And then another window will open up. And then you will see a little in that window, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little tab that says Ask a Question. If you click there, you can send us an email with a question that we can answer on air. So this is a huge topic. And you and I kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday. So what are your immediate thoughts? Like, what comes up for you when we're talking about this idea of personal sovereignty and how, I don't know, is it just me or does it seem like a lot of times in spiritual circles and I think also religious circles, there's this idea that if I sort of play small, play the martyr, sacrifice myself and diminish myself, that somehow I'll be rewarded?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we can all feel into the collective past, because we're all sort of a part of that. It's really a part of ourselves. It's this storyline that we all are playing out in different ways. And we can kind of feel like, you know, times in the past where we have sort of played less or had that sort of martyr mentality in the name of, you know, greater, higher spirituality, or in the name of, you know, like makes the thing that comes to mind is like witches, you know, like we don't want to put ourselves out there because we're afraid of being condemned. So we sort of shrink ourselves down so we can just, you know, just be okay and just handle the mundane everyday life, let alone all of this crazy stuff that we're feeling on top of that. You know, that's to me where it kind of comes from, the root of it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when I start thinking about sovereignty, and especially in my sessions with clients, I think there is this sort of underlying fear or this underlying idea that, you know, if I play small, if I disempower myself, then I don't have to be the one that's fully accountable for my experience, right? Because if I say, well, it's his fault that I did this, and it's her fault that this is happening, or it's the government's fault, or the religion's fault, or the institution of whatever's fault that I can't do these things or that I'm powerless, that kind of doesn't require, it doesn't really let us off, it, you know, we don't have to let ourselves off the hook then, and we can just sort of point the finger, because I think that once you step into that fully sovereign experience, then there's no one else to point the finger at.
Because it's all you. Because when you're in that sovereign I am, you know, the reason why we maybe want to shrink ourselves down, the really biggest existential reason is a lack of affirming and a lack of really, really, you know, declaring to yourself that I exist, I am here right now. I always say that, but it's literally the fundamental thing it comes down to is I exist. And when you're living in that sovereign space of I am here, I exist, and I'm not apologizing for it. I'm not, you know, there's nothing else but I am here, I exist. Then basically what happens is your essence, your trueness that you have, that we each have, really starts to emerge, because you're not dampening it down. You're not diluting it because you don't want to face, you know, the certain parts of yourself that are actually here and that do actually exist.
Right. And I think it's also important, you know, I think I understand where a lot of this comes from, because let's face it, in our societies, and whether it's societal programming, cultural programming, or religious programming, we are surrounded and bombarded by messages pretty much from birth that tell us that it all lies outside of you, right? That you need this institution to give you permission to do this thing, or that if you are good enough and humble enough and deny yourself enough, then you'll be rewarded in the kingdom of heaven after death, or this thing out here knows better than you do, so give it your power and it will take care of you. Mm-hmm. Like, we're kind of trained from a very young age to believe that we are inherently powerless. And
yeah,
that
I mean,
need this outside, you know, this outside source.
Yeah, and I think it comes from, you know, I don't know. It just makes me think of whenever we're depending on something outside to basically justify our existence, it's inherently limiting. You're only going to get so far with it. But when it's, you know, I exist for no other reason than I exist, you know what I mean? Then it's you're sovereign for no reason other than it feels good and other than you're actually projecting your true essence.
Right. And an interesting thing starts to happen when we start to dig into this topic deeper, because really, I think ultimately what it really comes down to is this: is are we living an externally focused life through the head, right, through the lens of the limited human experience, or am I living an internally focused life or internally directed life from the heart and that eternal infinite place that really is the truth of who I am? And once we drop into the heart and start to live from the heart, and you and I kind of discussed this a little bit yesterday when we were getting our thoughts together for this topic, is this idea that the heart, you know, you are worthy because you are. You are powerful because you are.
Yes.
You are deserving and loved and whole and complete and healed because you are. And like you said, the heart makes no other proclamation other than I am. And it's the head that is always looking for the deficiency, or the head is always looking at through this competitive, you know, field, or this idea of, well, he has stronger than I am, so he must be more powerful, so therefore, ... right? It just becomes this really convoluted experience. So I think that really for me, when I think about my own journey to reclaiming my sovereignty and really stepping into my authentic power, it only ever can happen once we begin to make that internal journey and switch our focus to an internal place and really start to do the work of connecting to that truth.
And I think a good transition is, you know, like, how do we step into the heart, you know, and do, are we supposed to even attempt to, or, you know, is there something that we're required to do to facilitate whatever we're talking about from happening?
Right.
And the obvious answer that everyone kind of knows is no, there's nothing you need to do. It's, you know, when people say, get out of your own way, that's what they're talking about. The natural state of the heart is what's already here, and sort of your deepest inclination is to relax into that.
Yeah. Yeah. It is about, it's exactly what you said, just being present with it. And this is something that I see time and time again, especially lately. This is coming up a lot in my sessions with clients, and we've got to go to break in a second so we can get into this after the break. But this idea of, it's almost like a trust fall back into yourself.
I love that.
Like, you really do have to say, like, okay, especially if we find ourselves at the end of the line or we're in one of those cul-de-sacs that we often find ourselves in life of, like, there's literally no way out but in.
Yeah.
And at that point, that's when we have to say, okay, well, what I've been doing isn't working. I don't really know what else to do. So I'm just going to do a trust fall back into myself and say, all right, show me what else is possible. Show me another way.
That's beautiful.
I love that. Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to trademark that. Trust fall into self TM. you're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. Today we are discussing reclaiming your personal sovereignty. If you would like to engage in the conversation, you can send us a question. Go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the player with our faces on it, and you'll see a window open up, and there's a little corner there you can click on that says ask a question. Send us a question. Do you have any topics or do you have any thoughts about this? Any comments about this? We'd love to hear. We'll be right back after the break.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And today we are talking about personal sovereignty and more specifically how to reclaim that. And I don't know, it's like, even as I say the subject of today's show, it's kind of a bit of a misnomer, because reclaiming it's already yours.
Right.
Like, well, reclaiming your gravity.
Yeah, I think there's something so powerful about the affirmation of it, you know, and really I think the most powerful affirmation in existence is I exist. Ironically enough, it's the most powerful thing you can say, because you are choosing to be here. You are choosing to have the experience. You're actually aligning with the part of yourself that chose to have the experience before you even came into this body. So there's literally, on so many levels, it actually sort of brings yourself into phase with yourself. It allows you to sort of meet yourself in that moment. So, you know, in that sense where it's like reclaiming your sovereignty, you know, in a sense, yeah, it is kind of like a misnomer where it's like, I don't, you know, okay. But at the same time, it's like, no, there is so much power in that. There's so much power in the word, right? The beginning, there's the word.
Yeah, totally. And it's interesting because it is about, you know, reclaiming it. I always think of it, yeah, it's already there, it's there, but it's like what you said, you know, there's the part of us that we would call the human experience, right? There's Andrew, who's the human who's walking around, you know, talking right now. But then there's the rest of me. And the rest of me is what chose the experience of Andrew to know itself through. So Andrew is like the temporary construct that, you know, all that I am learns and grows through and experiences itself through. But that it really is that. And when we're talking about, you know, we got a question from Vivian, which is perfect. And she says, you know, we were talking before the break about this idea of trusting yourself and sort of a trust fall back into yourself. And that's really the first step to reclaiming this, you know, this well of personal power that you are. That's another thing I think that we can talk about, is this power isn't abstracted from you. Like, you are this power. You're not in the flow. You are the flow. Mm-hmm. But Vivian saying, okay, but how does one trust themselves when it's themselves that has created the storm that is their life? How do I trust the one who made the mess in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great question. you know, it's really funny, because it really comes back to this idea that if you look at everything in your life as evidence of your highest existence, then it's not even about, oh, here are the things that I prefer or don't prefer, and whether or not, you know, I trust the things that I prefer and I don't trust the things that I don't prefer. It's more so, even if the things that I prefer are here, that thing that I don't prefer is evidence of my highest existence in this moment, even if I don't see it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's also important to, and I want to talk more about that, as the evidence of the higher self or the larger self, the whole self is what I've been calling it. You know, I think the first step is, how do you trust yourself? Well, you just start by loving yourself first. You start, you know, I think we so often condemn ourselves and we judge ourselves and we say, oh, look at the mess I got myself into now. Oh, here we go again. I screwed it up, or I messed it up. Oh, you know, good one, Andrew. Great job. What'd you do now? And I judge myself and I push myself away from myself and I try to deny these parts of myself who have created through whatever choices that I've made. And I think at first, just begin, just let yourself off the hook. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't
just love it.
You wouldn't have, you know, quote unquote, created these versions of yourself you wouldn't have access to these versions that exist if they weren't serving you in some way, you know? So it's not even about trying to figure out how they're serving you, but more so just acknowledging that this is here for me. This is here. I put it there for a specific reason. And I don't need to know what that reason is. It's just, this must be serving me in some way. Maybe it's serving me by giving me something to complain about. Maybe it's serving me by, you know, occupying my time so I'm not bored. You know, it's some of these things. And again, it's not to figure out necessarily why it's serving you, but just to acknowledge that if something was here, if there was a version of yourself that you have access to and that you are accessing, you wouldn't be accessing it if it wasn't here to give you a gift.
Yeah. And I think you hit on something really important, is this idea of serving, right? It's serving me in some way. And I think the first thing we can sort of acknowledge is, and it's interesting because we talk about this idea of unified the self and the whole self, and really, you know, but then I think it's also important, we kind of do need to dissect it a little bit, to abstract it so that we can understand the parts. And the way I always look at it is, the choice may not have always come from the personality self. Like, speaking from experience, when my life really started to fall apart in 2012, when I was having my rapid, crazy, quick, powerful, you know, sort of awakening experience, it wasn't Andrew, the personality, choosing, oh, okay, today I can't wait until my life falls apart. But yeah. It was me choosing from the higher place, the true version of myself, the expanded version, the non-physical version of myself said, okay, Andrew the human is ready for this next phase of his journey. And so I am going to be the one that activates it because he's me and I am him. And I'm going to activate it by putting in a series of experiences that are going to shake him to the core and rattle his cage and wake him up. And I think you said something really important is when we let ourselves off the hook from having to know why and let yourself off the hook of having to judge it as good or bad, right or wrong, a success or a failure, and just say, okay, I may not like this, but there has got to be some value in this experience.
Yeah.
And if I just show up and say, okay, self, I don't get it. I don't know what it is, but I'm willing to be here and show up and see that there is value here. So please show me how to see the value or show me something that will, begin to help me unravel this. Show me another way. And I think it's one of those platitudes we always talk about in, sort of spiritual circles or whatever, is you just accept it. You just accept what is.
Yeah. And I think the key to this is, when you're in whatever experience that is, and it really comes down to, can I see the value in this even when I don't see the value in this? Because, when you're in that space, if you can recognize that this is just your soul's essence, this is just your heart shining in a different way, it's just accessing a different part of itself, then you can just trust that there is infinite and ultimate value in it, even if the full spectrum isn't visible to you in that moment. It's can I still treat this as something that's bringing me value? And I think it's like when you really go there and you say, wow, I don't really know why I keep making this choice, but I know that it's only here for my infinite value. You're going to make that choice. You're going to make that choice until you don't anymore. And it's just going to be as simple as that. Instead of saying, oh, here's the choice that I make and I can't see the value in it. So I'm going to try to see the value in it. And then you can't. And then it's like this whole, escapade of like, what am I doing? But if you can just trust, like, I don't know what the value in this is, but I'm going to trust that there is value in it. Like, I'm going to trust this is here to help me, even if I don't know why. Because then it's like there's not all this existential pressure to figure out what's going on. It can just be like, oh, yeah, here it is. Wow. Wow.
Right. Right. It's like trying to figure out the rain. Well, you could spend all morning trying to figure out why it's raining or just accept that it's raining.
Or just feel it on your face. Yeah.
And I think it's important to, what we're sort of starting to dig at here is what I always say is that difficulty and challenge is not evidence that you've done something wrong. Difficulty and challenge is not evidence that you are cursed or that you're doomed or that God is mad at you.
Just the difficult opposite.
Yeah, difficult and challenge are often sent to us as an opportunity to remember our power and our sovereignty. And this is what I know to be true. We did not come here for chutes and ladders. We did not come here for an experience that was going to be smooth sailing the entire time. We came here for an experience that is commensurate with our abilities as master sovereign creators. So you are challenging yourself on some level because you know that you're ready for it.
Right. Yes.
And when you allow yourself to take that trust fall into yourself and say, okay, things are difficult right now. I don't really understand why. I have no clue as to why this is occurring, but I have one of two choices here. I can either resist it and fight against it, which will always create suffering. Resistance equals suffering 100% of the time. Or I can say, all right, in spite of my cranky self, I'm really not happy about this, but I'm willing to show up and say, all right, there's got to be a reason. I may not have the reason right now. I'm going to just do a trust fall back into my life and say, there's a reason. And I'm just going to be here.
I love that. It's kind of like, it makes me think of, if you've ever had a rough day or maybe you're going through some stuff and you're a lot of stuff's on your mind and maybe you can't even get to sleep because you're just thinking about it so much. And then there's this kind of point where you're like, you know what, I'm just going to let go and like allow myself to go to sleep and sort of, like you said, that trust fall into yourself, like going to sleep. And then you wake up sort of on the other side, you sort of reemerge, you kind of push off the father, like we were talking about yesterday, where you sort of die into the mother and then you push off from the father. And it's this idea of, surrendering and falling into yourself, and really that is this constant process of existence. That's this constant. That's the structure of existence, of falling in to the unknown and then reemerging the other side. And that is a process and a cycle that we're never ever really going to get tired of. It's just going to sort of up level until it's going to be, you know, experienced in a different way. But that is the juice of reality, is constantly having the cojones to fall into the mother, fall into the unknown, and then reemerge the other side, you know, in a different light, in a new way.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we're going to take a break in a second, but I think when we get into the next segment, we can start to unbox this thing. Is I know that oftentimes the only part of us that really ever needs to know the why is the mind. The heart, the soul, the true self doesn't really care, because it's just here for the experience. And it knows that it is infinite and eternal, and that there's no ending anyway. And if I trip and fall this time, then oh well, then I learned what it's like to trip and fall. And so the why and the reason is only ever coming from the mind, and that's okay. It's not to say that the why is completely unimportant and you should surrender your need for it altogether. It's part of the human experience. We're always going to want to seek the why. But when we come back from break, we're going to open up this idea of what is the why really, and sort of what is the myth of the why, and how it's really just the ego in disguise trying to figure things out that it really has no way of understanding. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud. Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. I am Andrew Martin, and my co-host Jeremy Nudell is in the bird sanctuary currently.
Hello, hello.
So I'm loving this topic. Today we're talking about the topic of personal sovereignty and reclaiming that personal sovereignty, which if you were listening to the last segment, we kind of started to say, well, it's sort of a misnomer because you're not really reclaiming anything because it already belongs to you. And before the break, we were talking about, and I sort of teased you with this idea of, you know, the why, the need for the why. Why is this happening? What's going on? What is the answer? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? And I get this question all the time. And what I know to be true is that the need for the why only ever comes from the mind. This true self, the eternal self, the whole self, the higher self, the soul self, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really ever need the why because it understands that we are on this constant journey of expansion. We're on this constant journey of growth and that it's all just a fractal expression that just keeps expanding and getting bigger. So the why is really irrelevant. But what I know is that oftentimes when people are asking what that really is code for, how can I make sure this never happens again? And we're only really asking why when we're in a tight spot, when we feel uncomfortable, unhappy, unfulfilled, whatever. The why is important to the mind, but it's ultimately, you know, a wild goose chase because the why doesn't ever, and to me, the why, the reason that the why is not important is to me, the why comes from a disempowered place, right? It comes from this idea that I can't handle it or I can't take it or that I can't survive or I can't, you know, I can't shift my way out of this or live through this.
I think it's also, you know, I can't give myself permission to relax if I haven't convinced myself that this is okay, you know, right. And I think, you know, because that's really all we want to do. That's really all our mind is searching for. It wants to relax and it doesn't know how, and it thinks that it needs something outside of itself. Or actually what it really is it thinks that it needs something to relax when really you can just make the decision to relax without anything. You know, like, totally. Can I relax even though I don't know why?
You know? Totally. And I think that that's a huge point to make is that, you know, we've been taught that vulnerability is a weakness. We've been taught that, you know, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be upset. And we live in this society that's telling us just to be happy all the time and feel good and take a pill if you can't, or avoid it if you can't, or give me your money or your power and I'll make you happy. So we live with a mind that has been trained to seek that magic pill, that cure, that fix to my, you know, my life that I'm not happy with. And really the opposite is true. Just accepting yourself where you are and like what you said, just relaxing into it and saying, okay, no, this isn't ideal, but it's where I am and I can stop resisting it. And we had a, you know, another question came through. Can you give a simple definition of personal sovereignty? I'm not exactly sure what that means. And I'll give you my definition real quick. And then Jeremy, you can chime in. To me, that is personal sovereignty says I am God. I am the creator of my experience top to bottom 100%. I am creating it all at some level. And no, I may not be creating it at the personality level of Andrew, but on some level, in every single way, I am creating my experience and I am responsible and accountable for all of it. That's my definition.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I would say that at a certain level, though, at a certain level, I don't think that you're necessarily like in charge of your experience, because I think you exist no matter if you think you're in charge or if you think somebody else is in charge. You exist. The one experiencing is still here. So I think personal sovereignty at the core really comes down to I exist. Like, I exist, and it's like that is something good. Like, I exist, and I want it. Scream that from a mountaintop. Like when dogs bark, that's really what they're doing, is they're just saying, I exist, I exist, I exist. It's this passionate existence that is coming out. And when you're sort of able to, you know, meet every flashcard of your life with that passionate existence, that passionate declaration of I exist, then that sort of, you know, quote unquote personal sovereignty can actually be expressed through the heart center rather than trying to get there. Like, you know, rather than attempting to do it, you don't need to try to exist. You exist whether you really like it or not, or whether you're trying to or not, or whether you're participating or not. You exist, period.
Yeah. And I love that perspective and how simple that is, because I exist is a constant thread through all of it. So whether you're happy or sad in a situation that you love or a situation you can't wait till it's over, you still exist.
And it's, I exist, therefore energy serves me. Therefore, whatever I'm going through is here to serve me. It's not even, you know, it's not even like I exist, therefore I exist. It's like I exist, therefore energy comes to me. Therefore, I am like, I am being served by this, because that is the natural state of existence is, you know, it's like if you've ever seen these, I watch these videos all the time, primitive technology. And if you haven't seen them, I highly recommend going on YouTube, typing in primitive technology. It'll just blow your mind. And the reason I love it so much is because this guy literally creates the most sophisticated things you've ever seen, the, you know, most sophisticated houses and all these different things. With everything he has, he just makes it from what's around him in nature. And it just goes to show you that, you know, it's just showing you that just your existence alone, everything is here to serve you. And that goes, that applies to every level, not just the physical, oh, I have what I need right here. It's more, you know, like in every second, I exist, therefore energy is serving me. I exist, therefore, by following this energy and feeling the authenticity of the moment and really, you know, declaring that I exist, then energy will serve me and synchronicity will serve me. And I'll start to see things really on, like when you're really passionate about your life and you're really passionate about your existence and everything is interesting to you and fascinating to you, because it's just, you're just so knee deep and heart deep, you know, in that I exist, then, you know, you start seeing these crazy synchronicities, and it's almost like you couldn't even explain it to anyone, because even just explaining it wouldn't even do justice of how unbelievably amazing these synchronicities are. And these synchronicities happen when you step into that passion. That's the driving force of synchronicity. That's the driving force of support, is the passion. Passion.
Totally. And this idea, I think it even goes beyond, you know, we're talking about the idea of just letting your circumstances be valuable and just being present to just, you know, you're just in this experience. So just experience it and trust, fall back into it and say, okay, there must be a value here. But it's also, I think it's about just being curious about it, right? You don't have to decide if this is right or this is wrong, or you don't have to decide like, ooh, is this the thing? Is this the purpose? Is this the relationship? Is this the job? Is this the solution? Just be curious. Oh, this is an interesting set of circumstances. Like you said, the flashcard, like, oh, this is an interesting flashcard. Oh, this is an interesting circumstance. I'm curious about what this holds. Just experience it. Because I always think, like, as a sovereign, like the sovereign, if, you know, if we're thinking of a queen or a king sitting on their throne, they don't ever doubt for a second. They show up and they receive. They show up and they allow.
Yes. And it's like, it's, you know, when we think of that, we have this archetype in our head of a king or a queen and how it's like, we shouldn't be that. But it's like, you can be the king. You can be that royalty archetype, and you can still have, like, you know, so, you know, serve and support everyone around you. You know, it makes me think of, like, you know, if I was a king, like, I would treat my, I would have servants, and they would be treated so, like, not treated, but they would be served so well. Like, I would pay them so well. And you know what I'm saying? Like letting it be okay for life to serve you, you know, and because I feel like when you let it be okay for life to serve you, then you totally want to serve life. You know, it's like, it's like I just had my birthday, and it's like, you know, everyone is serving me on that day. You know, it's a celebration of my existence, which is just cool in and of itself. But, you know, it's a celebration of my existence. And what was my first reaction that I had when everyone was serving me is I just want to serve them right back. You know, so it's like, we think that if we let life serve us, then we're like, you know, we are not, you know, we're like taking from people, or we're taking from life. But no, life wants to serve us. People want to serve us. And when we allow that, we actually allow ourselves to step into that service. It's this constant fluidity of roles where we can be the server and we can be the one served all in the same time. And that's where balance is cultivated, is the fluidity of roles.
In order to give and receive, the one thing that has to happen in both cases is to have your hands open. If you have a death grip, you're not going to be able to give. And if you have a death grip, you're not going to be able to receive. And it's interesting when you're talking about your birthday and allowing people to serve you. I think so often, especially in spiritual circles, we so often get in this idea of we're the one that's here to serve. We're the one that's here to heal. We're the one that's here to give and to share and to nurture. And that's part of it. But it's also, you can't pour from an empty cup. And if you aren't allowing yourself to receive as equally as you are, and I think it's like we have this idea in our head that someone's keeping score, that, oh, someone gave this to me and now I owe owe them, right? Or I owe the universe, so I better give it back, right?
Right.
I remember one time, this is when I was living in Seattle, and I was struggling with abundance, and I was struggling with having a consistent flow of money in my experience, and I didn't really understand, why am I not allowing myself to receive this? Like, there's got to be a block somewhere, and I just went to the mall. I took the bus to the mall because I was going to go see a movie and just sort of get out of my head for a minute. And I was in the mall, and I walked by a couple of places. There was like a tea place and a coffee place and like a place that had lotion and stuff. And I walked by a couple of places, and every single time I would walk by, someone would offer me a free sample of something. And every single time I would say no. Until about the third or the fourth time I said, wait a minute, stop the bus. I have just had an experience of four people in a row offering me something for free, and I continue to say no. I stopped myself and I completely backtracked. I went back to the first place and I said, yes, I want that sample. I went to the next place. Yes, I want that sample. Next place. Yes, I want to try that lotion. Went into the department store. Yes, I want to try that. Even though it was small, seemingly insignificant things, what I realized in that moment is I was not open to receive even a teeny tiny little sample of free tea. So how on earth could I be open to receive something bigger?
Right. It's so symbolic.
It totally was. And I think that you really hit the nail on the head. And thank you for sharing that story about your birthday, because that just kind of opened me up to this idea that sovereigns don't ever doubt what they are worth.
Yeah.
There is
I exist. No question. I exist. Therefore, energy serves me, period.
Beautiful. And I think it's important also to and we're going to talk about this. It looks like we need to take a break. So when we come back, I want to talk about this idea of, when we talk about sovereign, we're not talking about like Ivan the Terrible or Marie Antoinette. We're not talking about these really selfish, indulgent, you know, beings that are taking from others so that they can live. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this inherent balance that exists within the energies and within all things of giving and receiving and allowing ourselves to be in that cycle. So you're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. You're on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We're on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and today we are talking about reclaiming personal sovereignty, and we've really gotten a lot of information covered in this short period of time, and it never ceases to amaze me how quickly these hours go by.
I know.
But one of the things that we were talking about before the break, and I just want to kind of touch on this really quick, is this idea of, you know, the sovereign self, the true self, is the eternal self, right? This is the creator, source, God, energy, universal energy, whatever you want to call it. That is, it exists. It says, I am, I exist. That's the only claim it ever really makes. And it does not question its worthiness because it knows that it has created all things. It is connected to all things. It doesn't question its value because it knows what and who it really is. And, you know, when we're talking about the analogy before the break about, you know, the king or the queen sitting on the throne, they never doubt what they're worth, and they never doubt, you know, they show up and they receive, and that's all they do. We're not talking about this from a human perspective. And I think that it's an easy, you know, we kind of get it convoluted if we're thinking like historically, like, oh, there's these kings and queens that have, you know, done horrible things. And we're not talking about an entitled sense. We're not talking about an aggressive, you know, imbalanced masculine energy or imbalanced feminine energy. We're talking about someone who understands that they are connected to all things, that the flow that they are is moving through them and all things at all times, and that this flow of giving and receiving is just a constant flow, and all we have to do is allow it into our experience and allow it to sort of guide us through whatever it is that we're experiencing in, you know, an incarnation as a human or whatever it is. So I think it's just important to make that distinction, because I don't know, when we were talking on the last break about kings and queens, I started to think of like, oh, well, I and Catherine the Great and Marie Antoinette and these really not so great role models.
You know, I think that there can be that fear of like, oh, wow, if I really sort of do that, there's this fear of I'm going to kind of be arrogant. You know, there's that fear of like, I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to be full of myself or whatever. And I think that that comes from this idea of, yes, I exist. I am here, but I am not more than this experience. You know, I think if you think that you're not more than this experience, if you think this experience is it and that is all of your existence, then it's easy to sort of think that you have it all figured out. And that's where that sort of arrogance can, but if you affirm I exist, and I don't know what the hell that means, but I exist, yeah. I am here, then there's a sort of humility that comes along with it, rather than I exist, I know everything. Therefore, no, it's not I know everything. It's I exist, therefore energy serves me in right. ways that I may not have any idea about how they serve me, but I affirm that it serves me, and that's okay that it serves me.
Yeah, and it's okay to exist in that paradox. You know, I had a spiritual mentor tell me very early on, they said, you know, really the key to all of it is to remind yourself that you are the most important person on the planet, but you're also no more important than anyone else. Mm. And when he first told me that, I was like, what the heck are you talking about? That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. I was like, I don't get that. But those paradoxical realities are, you know, we're an infinite being having a finite experience. What bigger paradox is there other than that? So it is to walk the line of like, yes, I have my human desires, and yes, I have my human needs, and yes, I have my personality and my preferences, but I also know that I am learning as my infinite self through those limited stories of the human experience. You know, the experience of Andrew is finite. It's going to end someday, but I continue on after that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and we have this intuitive knowing that there's got to be something bigger. And, you know, anytime that, you know, we may be in a place where it doesn't feel like that. And it may feel like, you know what, this is, you know, like that sort of life is meaningless type of feeling where it's like, oh, this is it. You know, there can't be anything more than this. You know, we kind of, you're sort of in that atmosphere long enough where you're like, okay, there's got to be something bigger than this. There's got to be something more than this. And the fact that I still exist, even in the midst of that, I have no idea what's bigger than this. That is the biggest miracle in existence as of right now. I declare it.
Yeah. And it also is the beauty of the mystery. The not knowing is half the fun.
Because totally.
The minute that I define something, I have limited it. It's like that, you know, the law exactly. of, I think it's the law of observance in quantum physics that says nothing exists until you decide what it is. Nothing yeah. exists until it's observed. And until it's observed, it lies in that superposition, which is the infinite, the place of infinite potential. It is the zero point field where it can be anything. And it's the opportunity for anything exists until we decide what it is. And that's when all other options outside of what we decided collapse. So the unknown is the most exciting place because that's where it can still be anything.
Yeah, it's like confirmation bias. Like you find what you look for, you know? Yeah. And as soon as you're looking for it, it crystallizes into existence.
Exactly. So, you know, we've got a few minutes left, and I love that you and I can just sort of go off into these high-level places and you know, really expand the perspective of these ideas and hopefully inspire some listeners to start to think in a new way or begin to ask some new questions. But do you think there are ways, like if someone's saying, okay, reclaiming your sovereignty, how do I do that? What, you know, give me something practical. Do you think that this is something that we can give a practical tip or idea or steps for someone to take to begin to shift their perspective?
Yeah, so let's do it right now.
Okay.
So if you're listening to this, first of all, thank you. It's an honor to have you. It's a pleasure. I would like you to put your right hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. And you can just listen to my voice, or you can say these words in your head or out loud. But I think it's important to sort of first really make a conscious declaration of being in this body and sort of allowing the intention that you had before this life to be, you know, catch up to speed with that in this moment, to say, I exist. I am here. I choose to be here. Thank you for being with me. I love you.
I love that.
And, you know, I think that in the moments where, you know, in a lot of time in spirituality, we like to talk about the moments that are sometimes not the easiest to handle. And I think in those moments, the declaration of I exist and this fact that you don't need to justify your existence, you don't need to justify how you come across in the world, you don't need to justify what you do, because at the end of the day, you've done nothing. It's really just been the passion of your existence barking like a dog. I exist. I exist. And everything that you've ever done has just been evidence of that passionate existence. Everything That's that beautiful. You have ever done is just the passion of your existence revealing itself to you. It's like you're watching your own flower blossom on instant replay and pretending that it's really you doing the blossoming.
I love that. I love that. And that's a perfect way to end. And one thing that I have always found helps me in difficult situations or when I feel like life suddenly goes sideways is a very simple question. What else is possible? What else is possible? Because I think we so often find ourselves reacting in times of stress or when things are getting rough or tough or we're feeling like we're under pressure or our back's against the wall. And so we often go into reaction mode. And what I know is that the ego reacts, but the heart responds. And when I ask myself, okay, things are rough right now, things are tough right now, but what else is possible? That allows me to do that trust fall back into myself and know that as a sovereign, I'm going to be shown what else is possible. And then I can just sit back and let myself receive.
Beautiful. I love it.
I love how we always manage to wrap it up just in the last minute.
We really do. See, energy serves us. Energy serves us because we
really
exist
good. And
we're showing up, right?
So yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
You're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We are here on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Thursday of every month. So we will see you in 2 weeks with another amazing, exciting, thrilling episode. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for being here with me.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Andrew. Mwah.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell.